Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I've come for some advice. My nephew and I think it's time for us to fix up our summer holiday abroad. It's nearly February after all, but we can't decide where to go.
Very sensible of you to come in now. We've already made lots of bookings, and we're getting busier all the time.
We've watched lots of television travel programs and read hundreds of travel brochures and asked our friends. But we still can't make up our minds where to go.
It seems like that it's a really hard decision to make, right?
I'll tell you what, you're reading my mind. Neither of us wants the same kind of holiday as we had before.
In that case, how about the east of Germany? But there have been forest fires there this year. Or there's Switzerland. You could have a walking holiday.
Well, do I have any other choices?
What about a cruise? They have magnificent ships these days. You can go to Greece or Turkey.
Well, you know, rich food in those countries always upsets my stomach.
What about a package holiday to Spain? Lots of people do that now. You fly there and stay in an ultra-modern hotel. There's usually food available. They're fairly cheap holidays and very popular.
Actually, the child is longing to go to France. He's learning French at school. He likes to go to a fairly quiet place where he could chat to the locals.
Ah, I have it. How about a camping holiday in France?
That sounds great. Can I have a detailed schedule? Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 19. Why does the man come to the travel agent? Twenty. What is the man's idea for the holiday? 21. What's the man's attitude towards a cruise? 22. Why does the man's nephew want to go to France?